Public Media.
It's the fundraiser edition for the spring of Dirty Rice. Little sample of some Louis Armstrong and the Basin Street Blues as we get underway with this special edition of the Dirty Rice Show. It's fundraiser. We would appreciate hearing from you online, on the line tonight. And the address is krvs.org, your opportunity to show that you care and support KRVS and the Dirty Rice Show and all the other shows. Easily done this evening by going to the web, and you'll see the clicks. Have your credit card ready, your major credit card with Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express, the ones to use. And if you'd like, you can have it broken down into installments. Maybe you'd like to give, $150. With that, too, you get some premiums, a KRVS field bag, Java-colored. Now, if you spill coffee on it, you can't tell. And it's got logo embroidered, KRVS logo, or you can get two KRVS logo items, all for just $150. And if you think, oh, that's too much for one payment, maybe I could break it down. Surely, 10, 20, 30 a month. Membership program keeps track of your donation. And ask your company if they have a matching gifts program. It could double your gift to KRVS. UL, Lafayette faculty and staff can give through payroll deduction. Simply securely, anytime online, go to the website krvs.org. And thanks for listening this evening. It's Lee Klein, Peter in the Air Chair, as we talk over some fine trumpet playing by Louis. Get your attention and go to the website. Drop us a comment. Drop us a contribution, a pledge for a contribution. If you've gotten your renewals and maybe you're like me, like to procrastinate, well, I think I can do it better a little bit later. I need to season this some more. Get up, go to the web now and take care of that. And I've had something else. Oh, yeah. I'll also visit one of our web social media pages, Twitter and Instagram. You can get to it at KRVS Media. Facebook, it's KRVS Public Media. Basin Street, Louis Armstrong. I'm Lee in the Cypress Lake Studios on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette for our Dirty Rice Spring Fundraiser 2014. Love to hear from you. Bill and I, Bill Bolins and I share the DJing tasks, or not that it's a task, the DJing job. I'll do a weekend, then Bill will do a weekend, and as it fell, I'm doing the fundraiser edition. So we'd really like to, and we really would, not so, but we really would like to hear from you. Everything happens on KRVS because of your support. Without you, you know, you can't spell KRVS without you. We'll continue with some Louis Armstrong music. Got one with his Hot Five, and at the time, he was with Lil Hardin Armstrong, who was the piano player in the band, and his wife. And they're going to do for us, and is she on this? Let's see. And yes, she is. It's Louis Armstrong, cornet, Kid Ory, trombone, Johnny Dodds on clarinet, Lil Hardin Armstrong on piano, and Johnny St. Cyr on banjo. They recorded this in Chicago, November 1925, and it's Yes, I'm in the Barrel. Thank you. Mahogany Hall Stomp from Louis Armstrong. King of the Zulus. I Like It Mon. King of the Zulus from Louis Armstrong and the Hot Five. Louis Armstrong, cornet, Kid Ory, trombone, Johnny Dodds on clarinet, Lil Hardin Armstrong on piano, Johnny St. Cyr on banjo, and also Clarence Babcock and Louis Armstrong singing. That was a Chicago recording of 1926. We're going to head to Hollywood for some Louis Armstrong in 1930, a few 4 years down the line or so. And it's still with Lillian Hardin Armstrong, piano. It's a trio this time, Louis Armstrong on trumpet, and Jimmy Rogers, the Meridian Mississippi singing brakeman, on here, this Hollywood recording of 1930, which we'll have in just a moment. But first, if you'd like to visit us on web tonight, many ways to do it. You can go to the KRVS site, krvs.org, or for Facebook, it's KRVS Public Media, Twitter and Instagram, KRVS Media. When you pledge, have your credit card ready to roll. You'll be very quick and very secure. Many choices. You get for a dollar a week, that's $52 total only, a folding fan. Keep you cool during these warming up days. Or a KRVS handkerchief. And then to get the T-shirts or the mugs, caps, only $75. And that's for a whole year. I mean, that, wow, a dollar a week. Get you started, $75, not a whole lot more. And for $125, you've even got CDs to choose from. And the KRVS package, get a mug and a T-shirt. We thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your comments. And be sure and leave a comment if you visit, when you visit the website securely. KRVS.org. Major credit cards taken, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express. Pay by installments. If you'd like to break it down and ask your company, be sure and ask your company. This is such a, you don't want to miss out on this if it's available. The matching gifts program that your company may provide. Doubling your gift to KRVS and UL Lafayette faculty and staff can give through payroll deduction. I'm Lee. This is my weekend for the Dirty Rice Show. Bill Bolins and I share the DJing chores, tasks. It's not really a chore. It's not a job. It's a lot of fun. Glad to be able to sit in here in studio, in the Cypress Lake Studios, and pick out some fine, mostly Louisiana or South Gulf Coast sounds, whether it's jazz, big bands. Got some pop coming up in a moment after we want to get to that last Louis Armstrong cut. Got the Uniques, Joe Stampley, and the Uniques standing by along with John Fred, Percy Mayfield. Maybe some TK. Can we handle some TK, some early TK this evening? We'll try and give that a whirl, too. Hollywood, here we come. I always wanted to have my name up in lights, my footprints in the Grauman Chinese Theater sidewalk. Did I say my name up in lights? And here I am on the radio and on the internet around the world, available krvs.org. But we're going to focus in on Hollywood, 1930, for Louisiana's own Louis Armstrong and his wife Lil and his friend Jimmy Rogers. I was just standing on the corner minding my business when the policeman walked up, grabbed me by my coattail and said, "Hey, you're going to have to tell me who you are. What's all this about, fella?" It's also known as the Blue Yodel, standing on the corner, written by Jimmy Rogers, who plays guitar and sings on this, along with Louis, cornet, Lil, piano.
I didn't mean no harm. Along come a police, he took me by the arm. It was down in Memphis, corner of Beale and Main. He says, big boy, you'll have to tell me your name. I said, you'll find my name on the tail of my shirt. I'm a Tennessee hustler, I don't have to wait. Listen, all you rounders, you better leave my women alone. 'Cause I'll take my special and run all you rounders home. My good gal loves me, everybody knows. And she paid $100 cash just for me a suit of clothes. She come to the joint, a 44 in each hand. She said, stand aside all you women and men, 'cause I'm looking for my man. The old lady, the old lady.
We'll have another trumpet number. And if you had listened to the Big Band Swings program last night, you might have heard some cuts from Tune In Tomorrow, the original soundtrack from Wynton Marsalis, and the actors, primary principals in that film were Peter Falk, Keanu Reeves, is that how you say it, and Barbara Hershey. It's set in New Orleans, like in the maybe right after World War II at a New Orleans radio station in the quarter where there's still a lot of local live radio productions going on, from soap operas to murder mysteries to comedies to variety, you name it. And Peter Falk is brought in as a writer to sort of pump up some of the shows on the station. And Wynton Marsalis, I'm not sure, I'll have to look into this, if he actually wrote the soundtrack. I know he's performing on this along with his produced by executive producer. I have to check that credit. Anyhow, let's have a cut from Tune In Tomorrow. And this is it's three, like mini cuts within. It's a medley titled Sunsetting on the Bayou, Tuning Tonight, 1, Dusk on the Delta, 2, Yaz, 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 All Night Jazz, sounds like a party, and 3, just love This Time of the Morning, the pre-morning masquerade at Café Du Monde. We might have done that right there in our own backyard. Wynton Marsalis, Dirty Rice, fundraiser. Go to the web, please, caravs.org. Find out about our spring fundraiser, and do your part to help out continuing to keep this great music on your radio, public radio, KRVS. Thank you. guest, Dr. Michael White on clarinet. Dr. Michael White on clarinet, and also the piano play-in by Marcus Roberts and Wynton Marsalis on trumpet. He wrote all the songs for this, taken from Tune In Tomorrow, the soundtrack that was Sun Setting on the Bayou. There was one song I say, you know, it's always except all songs composed by Wynton Marsalis except for I Can't Get Started. Of course, that's a Vernon Duke and Ira Gershwin number. Johnny Adams does a song on this soundtrack, too, Maybe Fact or Fiction. Let's hear from that, Maybe Fact or Fiction. I'm Lee for the, for the Dirty Rice Show, 88.7 KRVS and on web at krvs.org, where we'd like you to go tonight for our spring fundraiser. That's what it is. Similar sounding words kind of fit together better. Fall fundraiser. That's why I kind of want to say fall fundraiser. But it's actually spring fundraiser. Spring for 2014. Spring to your web. Go to the web and make a pledge at krvs.org. Show that you support, you care about public radio, specifically public radio in Acadiana, KRVS, with all our great locally produced shows with a lot of local music, a lot of local talent. I remember when I was working on the Swamp Pop, pitching the idea of the Swamp Pop show on Saturday afternoons, the Barn on the Bayou. Somebody says, well, is there enough swamp pop music in the repertoire to keep a show like that going. It's been several years, and I guess it has, because we're still going and still have a lot of songs that haven't played, like to play them, but you kind of wait for just that right moment to hit you with just that right song. So I thank you for letting us play all that special music that you might not hear anywhere else in the whole wide world except for KRVS. You think about the last time. I like to use this as an example because it's kind of sad that you don't hear more Carol Fran. She was just such a great, and still is, performer, entertainer, recorder back in the late 50s, early 60s. When's the last time you've heard of Carol Fran on the radio except for KRVS? Or Phil Phillips in his classic number one in 1959, The Sea of Love. Guys like Jimmy Donnelly, who checked out on his own accord early. He was just frustrated with things, but did a ton of work on the Crazy Cajun label, Huey P. Moe. A lot of Huey P. Moe productions from T.K. Hewland, Barbara Lynn, the Sir Douglas Quintet. And there's sort of our little variants where it's not total Louisiana music. We have kind of that Gulf Coast, that South Sound. Sir Douglas Quintet out of Texas, but heavy influence from Vermilion Parish, Huey P. Moe, record producer and barber. He moved out of Vermilion and moved over to around Port Arthur and started turning out, became a hit machine, got a lot of contracts for local musicians, area musicians. TK got picked up by the Mercury Record Company. Tommy McLean, the same deal. Rod Bernard got on Chess, Checker Records. A big heritage. And thanks to guys like Huey P. Moe and Alan Toussaint, cranking out the hits in New Orleans for decades. Got some Toussaint coming up in just a moment. In fact, we've got a Toussaint work, and he produced the CD. It's Aaron Neville. And then we'll have some Toussaint himself doing his fine piano playing and singing on the Dirty Rice Show. It's our spring fundraiser for 2014. I know you might be on the web right now, surfing around. Take a quick side, go and open up another window there, and go to our website, make a pledge to krvs.org. I'm Lee. It's a lovely evening. Glad to have you along. 88.7 KRVS, web, krvs.org. Coming your way on a Saturday night. I'm your rotating host. I'm getting kind of dizzy here, switching weekends with Bill Bolens in the air chair for this evening for the spring fundraiser. Let's get back to it with that Alan Toussaint written number. If you had to answer this on a quiz, you know what my greatest gift would be? My greatest gift would be maybe the doggedness, the stick-to-itiveness of getting out there and searching the record bins for cool music. And a lot of it made right here in Louisiana. Alan Toussaint teaming up with Aaron Neville, and My Greatest Gift.
Happy people, people everywhere, people of joy and laughter, people with so much to share, the precious gift of living and being a part of this blessed world. Such a gift can't be bought. And as a flower grows, I see and know the wonder of creation. And in the silence of my room, I shed a silent tear, a tear of joy, for my greatest gift is you. Over my shoulder, far behind, I see a faithless man, I see a worried mind, till you came along. Oh, and made me see just how wonderful life can be. Lord, another morn, a youth is born. May as I kiss the morning sun. I think of you, know who did, and I thank God for my greatest gift. Oh, and you did. Of my room, I shed a silent tear, dear. Oh, a tear of joy for my greatest gift is you, dear.
Things had happened in his life, and it was getting kind of deep and kind of serious. So he said, I need some consolation. I need some help. Like, I need a mentor. So he found a mentor, and he went to the mentor, and problem looked like it was going to be solved. The mentor said, you need to clear your mind, cast your fate to the wind. So easy. Why did I not think of this sooner? All I need to do to clear my mind and get back on the right path is to cast my fate to the wind. I'm going to do that. Mentor, thank you so much. You've been a big help. I'm out of here, and I'm out to turn my life around. And he looked forward to that brighter day when he could cast his fate to the wind. He went outside. It was a lovely evening. The skies were clear. The temperatures were mild. It was in the upper 50s. And there was no wind blowing, though. And so he could not cast his fate to the wind. It was a still evening, and he became even more sad. Here's Alan Toussaint to do, is doing, Cast Your Fate to the Wind for Spring Fundraiser. Don't forget about us. Cast your fate to KRVS.org and pledge now. check the forecast, and sure enough, calm wind tonight. Fella couldn't catch a break. 88.7 KRVS and Dirty Rice. And I'm Lee. On a lovely evening. Glad to have you along. Hope you can go to the web and make a pledge. KRVS.org. Grab yourself a podcast or so while you're there. Maybe the wind is calm and you'll need a podcast a little bit later this evening. What is success? Don't ask me. Maybe it's a late, top-of-the-line car that costs more than $50,000. That's more than your parents probably paid for their house. What a success. Some top-of-the-line golf clubs, top-of-the-line tennis racket. Does anybody play tennis anymore? Maybe you've got a swimming pool in your backyard. You go to the best schools. You've got a multiple degrees. Is that success? What about just being content? Being kind to folks? Making a pledge to public radio? As we listen to some more other instrumental piece from Alan Toussaint. Hey, I got to see him many, many years ago. This was probably in the 90s when he played for Festival. That was back when the stage was totally different than what it is now. But it was amazing. Here is Toussaint doing Poor Folks. And then we're going to hear, maybe get an answer to what indeed is success. Thank you. still looking for an answer. I hadn't found it just yet, but I'm going to check the website. I know there's a lot of stuff on that website. Get answers to anything just like that, like what is success. Success is getting you to go to the website and pledge at KRVS.org.
How?
Does a one decide? Tell me, Alan.
That the methods he's using, they just won't jive. Truly believe it and try over and over again. Living in hopes that someday he'll be in with the wind of wind. Should one change his mind? I jumped the fence, oh Lord, for the dollar sign. It's a sad thing, it's a bad thing, but so necessary that this cold world force your values to become monetary.
He thought to himself, I wish somebody would care.
Oh,
And here comes the corny segue. I hope you care enough to go to our website this evening and pledge. KRVS.org. Sit down and think about it. Think about why we need you and why you, yes, you need us. Don't be crying in the chapel.
You saw me crying in the chapel. The tears I've shed are tears of joy. I know the meaning of contentment right now. And I'm happy with your love. Just a plain and simple chapel where people are of one accord. Oh, I know the meaning of contentment right now. And I surely kneel down to pray. But let me tell you that I could never, never find any love, no way on earth that I could find peace of mind down, down to the chapel. Oh, yes, I'm going where people are, they're of one accord.
In the lurch, crying in the chapel. But it's a problem because I've been loving you too long.
I've been loving you too long. To stop grows old. I've been loving you a little too long. I don't wanna stop now. Hey! With you, my life has been so wonderful. I got to stop stop now. Oh. Oh. I've long.
Take a little break, be back with another segment of Dirty Rice, and still trying to get to some Joe Stampley and Uniques, Percy Mayfield, Van and Grace, and maybe if we're lucky, I'll share some Joanna Devine CD coming up in the next half hour, all during our fundraiser. Don't forget, sometime during the course of this evening, get to that website. Go right now, KRVS.org, and make a pledge. Thank you. I'm Lee. We'll be right back.
This is Helen Forster from E-Town. One of my idols, Marcia Ball, great singer and musician, originally from New Orleans and now living in Austin, Texas, is with us this week. And first-time visitor Paul Thorne, talented, brilliant, and incredibly funny. The award this week is a good one, too, so join us in E-Town.
Tuesday at noon on KRVS. KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Meantime, back on the Dirty Rice Show, took time out to play some Al Hurt. Nice Sugar Lips.